ABC Radio Australia.
In just a few days, Papua New Guinean woman Sonia Boa will be making the long journey home to Port Moresby. The 20-year-old has spent the last 18 months in Australia getting treatment for a rare bone disease that made walking extremely painful. Sonia is now looking forward to a new pain-free life, and as Zalika Rizmal discovered, she has plans to become a doctor to help others in need.
About an hour north of Melbourne, on a rural property in Kilmore, a group of young people who come from across the world sit together playing instruments and singing. Sonia Power from Port Moresby is one of them. Diagnosed at 7 with a rare bone disease that left one of her legs shorter than the other, she underwent many surgeries back in PNG, but had pain daily and limited mobility.
My childhood life was very painful because I had this infection that caused me a lot of pain. I didn't get to enjoy much of my childhood life. I didn't play and, you know, didn't do things that a child would do.
Sonia missed 2 years of school and spent extensive time in hospital.
Finally, one of the doctors, they got rid of my infected bone, and the doctor told me that I wouldn't be able to walk normally like, you know, any other person, and my leg wouldn't grow as the normal. So I had deformity in my leg.
Her condition made walking to school difficult, and her younger sister would help carry her bag. Sometimes she felt lonely and sad about being separated from her friends and community.
When I walk to school, it's a bit painful, and that time I was very isolated. Like, I didn't get to play or I didn't get to go and swim because they didn't want the infection to get worse. So I kind of like stayed home and didn't do much. It's very upsetting.
But her life's changed thanks to Australian charity, the Children First Foundation, and a team of surgeons at Melbourne's Epworth Hospital. Sonia came to Australia in January 2020 for complex orthopaedic treatment to lengthen her leg. The foundation's retreat manager, Deb Pickering, says their mission is to bring children from developing countries to Australia for life-saving treatment they can't get at home.
These children are often unable to access the medical care they need due to the complexity of their condition, and often multiple surgical procedures are required, which aren't possible in their own countries.
In Sonia's case, the treatment involved several surgeries and months of physiotherapy.
She had lengthening done, which was a machine, piece of apparatus in her leg. It's amazing. This machine sits on top and it just goes on for so many minutes a day, and it causes the long bone to start stretching.
While the surgery took place in Melbourne, the recovery took place on a sprawling property in Kilmore called The Retreat, designed to be a home away from home.
We pick the children up at the airport and we see them through their whole journey. So I think what makes this place really special is that children come into here, and where they may have been bullied at home, all children here are accepted. So it's a very safe environment, and the friendships that are made from all the different countries that we have here are just amazing.
The retreat is staffed mostly by volunteers, including physiotherapists and teachers who work with the children to make sure they don't fall behind with schooling.
The place wouldn't run without the volunteers that we have here at the house. They love the children. The children love them. We've got volunteers that, you know, are artistic, so they might do a paint class with them. You know, we've got the gardens outside. One of our ladies here at the moment loves the garden, so we've been able to show her how to use a motor mower and a whippersnipper. And we've got chooks and ducks, and the kids get involved with picking up the eggs and helping to keep that clean and feed the chooks. We learn a lot from them and they learn a lot from us.
But it's taken courage for Sonia to be away from home for such a long time. And she says she was nervous but excited coming to Australia.
I was very happy because I knew that I was going to come here to get my healing. I knew that I was going to walk, but I was also nervous.
She was also surprised when she arrived at the retreat.
Well, I thought I was going to go to a city full of buildings and, you know, but then we came to this countryside and I was like, oh, where are they taking me? But yeah, we came to this very peaceful and very amazing and beautiful place. It's truly a place of healing, and I really recovered very well here.
Sonia's treatment has been a great success. Both her legs are now the same length and she can walk pain-free.
I feel optimistic and I feel free. Before, I used to hold crutches and it makes me feel like I'm carrying every load. And like, my life is much more easier now without crutches, and there's no pain, and I feel much more better. I never felt like better this long time, and I just feel, yeah, great.
Next week, Sonia will make the journey back to Port Moresby, where she'll be in hotel quarantine for 3 weeks before being reunited with her 4 siblings and parents.
I really miss school and my friends and families and most of all food, creamed with coconut and all that. I'm going to go and hug my families and, yeah, get back to church and do what I love to do.
Back home in Port Moresby, Sonia's family is preparing for her return. Her dad, Bui, says the 18 months apart have been difficult but worthwhile.
The family is very happy. We miss her, but we are happy that, you know, she went for a purpose to get healing.
Bui says the family is looking forward to celebrating the success of Sonia's long journey.
We'll have a, you know, party, a big party to welcome. You know, that's the pingy way to celebrate, you know, achievements and, you know, great things. A time of celebrations for the family. We are very happy and looking forward to that.
Sonia plans to finish her high school certificate and then go to university to study medicine with hopes she can eventually become a doctor.
I want to give back the hope that has been given to me, you know, to be able to give something. Just want to help people the way I have been given the help.
Sonia's dad, Bui, says he believes Sonia will be successful in her goals.
She's a very strong girl, and when she wants to do something, you know, she goes for it. She works hard at school. We are very happy, you know. We are very proud.
Sonia is one of more than 400 children who've come to Australia over the past 20 years through the foundation. 50 have come from PNG and 33 from elsewhere in the Pacific. But the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the charity's work, with border closures posing a big challenge. Deb Pickering says the organisation is doing all it can to continue helping other children.
We've got 3 children at the moment that we desperately want to be able to get out to Australia. Their conditions are life-threatening, so we're in the processes of the visas. We've got the hospitals, and once the visas are approved, we then have to go to Border Force and put our case forward. So we've got everything crossed that we can get those children in.
Deb Pickering from the Children First Foundation, ending that report by Zalika Rizmal.